The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your Car Insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, we're here on a sunny Saturday morning, and it's not we. As I mentioned last week, I gave you all fair warning that I was going to probably be by myself this week. So if you don't want to listen to me talk all by myself, I won't take offense to it. But all we're here to do is to help you. And when I say that is we don't sell cars. We help people buy cars. We're not salesmen in car dealerships. We're not trying to, we're trying to help you spend your money the best way possible. You know, and we get a lot of response on the radio show, and I want to thank everybody that listens to the show. And, you know, it was pointed out to me that there was a gentleman that listened to the show and he doesn't like me. And guess what? I'm okay with that. And there's people that call me and say they don't want to talk to Dana. There's people that call Dana and they say they don't want to talk to me. Not everybody is for everyone. But what I will tell you is no matter who it is, when we're helping you, the one thing we have in common, whether it's myself or Dana, is we want to help you buy a vehicle. We're not selling you anything. And you know, I got a phone call from a radio show listener. He's called me a couple of times, and I kind of he kind of explained. Well, I went into the dealership and I told them that I want $15,000 for my car, and I'll give you $20 for yours. Well, there's not many $30,000 vehicles that you can buy brand new for $20,000. Okay, now don't get me wrong. You'll see things advertised, $12,000 off, but it's usually on a $50,000 pickup truck, a $70,000 Tahoe, a Yukon, things like that. But we're not selling you anything. And we're not taking you someplace with the underlining background of we're taking you there for the dealership to fleece you. Okay? We're not out to hurt you in any way, shape, or form buying a car. Now, I helped a gentleman the other day and we talked about his car. Now, when you tell me about your vehicle and you tell me, well, it's only got 19,000 miles on it and it's got this and this and it's perfect service history. Well, he left out the fact that he backed his back bumper into something, and on the front left side of his bumper and front right side of his bumper, he had scraped the paint off both places. Now, it's a 2017 car that has that damage on it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are dealerships that will take that car, they'll wash it, they'll service it, and they will not fix that. There are other dealerships that will fix that. Now, one of the things you want to look at when you're looking at a used car is if the car doesn't have a scratch and nick or anything on it, there's a very good possibility that they do a lot of extensive reconditioning and they touch up items. Now, the one thing about a touch up is this. If you're at a car dealership and they're fixing a bumper on the car, most of the times that bumper is not coming off the car, they're not spraying the whole bumper, and they're not re-clear coating the bumper. So 2.5 years down the road, you're looking at your car and you're noticing the paint's a little different and the clear bump, the clear coat is peeling. You know, when you look at a used car, the most important thing that Dana and I always talk about is the history of the car. You know, a gentleman called me and he has a 2011 Chevy Camaro convertible with 75,000 miles on it. And he proceeded to tell me that it's in perfect condition, doesn't have this, doesn't have that, doesn't have this. But you have to remember, it's now, it's an 8-9-year-old car, okay? So there are people that you have to keep a car deal logical, okay? You never, ever, and it's the salesman's job to get you emotional, to get you that this is what they want you to do. They want to have you drive the car. You know, I helped a young lady. It was about the fifth time I've helped either her or one of her friends. And it was kind of funny because she said to me at the end, in the morning when we got up, that when we went to go get the car, she wanted the nicest car she could lease, and this is what she wanted her payment to be. And she couldn't understand. And not that she couldn't understand, it didn't make sense that the car that she was currently driving, that was a 2016, when you went to go look at the 2019 and lease the 2019, the payment was higher on the 19 than it was on the 16. And when she bought the 16, she was $7,000 upside down. Now, she listened to me every step of the way. I told her, you don't get rid of this car. You drive this car till the end of the lease, and then we get you something else. And at the end of the day, we went back to the dealership, and I excused myself for a second to run to the restroom, washing my hands. I come out, and I can't find the client. And where is she? She's outside with the salesman picking a car, and they're going to go for a test drive. And I looked at her, and I'm like, Bryce Ann, we're not driving this car. Tony, she's not driving the car. Okay. She's not going to get excited about it. She's not going to do this. And we're going to walk back in right now. We're going to grab Jimmy or Tony, and I'm going to have them work the lease on the car. So he works the lease. The payment is this. And he looks at her and says, well, what'd you think when you drove the car? She said, I didn't drive the car. Well, he wanted to drive her to drive the car because he wanted her to get excited about it. And we left, and we went back, and we looked at another car, and she ended up leasing. It was a wonderful lease. She leased a Cadillac XT5. Okay. Now, a lot of high-line cars, I tell people this, and it's just my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily right. When you have all the money in the world and the money doesn't matter and you want to go out and buy a brand new BMW 7 Series or you want to buy a BMW this or you want to buy a Mercedes that or you want to buy an Audi this or you want to do this or you want to do that, go for it. But if you're someone that wants to buy a car and you understand the depreciation and you don't want to waste money on a vehicle, there's two ways to drive high-line cars. You lease them and let the bank worry about the depreciation, or you purchase one that's 1 to 2 years old at a certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, the other thing you want to remember is when you're looking at cars, if you're buying something that's, you know, it's like right now, 2019, I think that sometime in the next 2 years, Toyota is going to change the Tundra again, because it was 2014 when they redesigned it. Now, if you took, and I don't remember what was the first year the Tundras came out, and you took that car and parked it next to the new Tundra, you'd still say that you could probably still figure out that they're both Tundras. They look kind of similar, but way different. But the one thing you want to watch getting caught up in is if you buy a car and the year after you buy that car, the body style is a complete redo. Not a freshen, but a complete redo. And when I say a freshen, they change a little bit in the front fascia and they change a little bit of the tail end of the car. They'll change the taillights, they'll do this, they'll do that. But if you go from 2014 in a Mustang to a 2015 in a Mustang, completely new car. And it was the first time that the cars had independent rear suspension. I always tell people, you're not buying a car as an investment. Now, if you go out and you buy one of these fancy cars and you never drive it and you park it in the garage, and I don't know how many people did that in 1978, with the 25th anniversary Indy Pace car, Corvettes. They were black, silver on the bottom, you know, and then there are people that still have the box. because you got all of the stickers in a box. Some people never put them on. They still have it. And I've seen those cars that they have the car still wrapped in plastic and the window sticker still on the car. And the car has 7 miles on it. And the car sat for all those years. It has no miles on it. And they're lucky to get what they paid for the car when they bought the car brand new. Like I say, car's not an investment. But then if you have the money and you can buy an older Ferrari and all of a sudden that car goes from $700,000 to $2.2 million in 4 years, great investment on a car. And I wouldn't, you know, but my problem is I want to drive what I own. I don't buy a car to park it in the garage. I drive my cars. I put, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 miles a month on my vehicle. So to me, a car is a necessary evil. I don't look at the fuel economy. I buy what I like. It's the emotional part of my transaction is buying something that I like. And I always tell people this, if you're buying something that you like and it's a little bit more than you wanted to spend, you have to decide, do you save the money and buy something less or spend a little bit more and buy what you really want. And I'll never forget, a young man told me this in a car dealership one day. He was the sales manager. And he looked at my client and said, you're either a 30-in-1 guy or a 1-in-30. And I looked at him and said, you know, I don't know what you mean by that. What is that? He says, well, it's simple. You could have a car that you drive 30 days out of the month. You don't really like the car. It does absolutely nothing for you, but you're really happy when you write the car payment on that one day a month. Or you could have a car that 30 days out of the month, you're really enjoying your car. And once a month when you have to make the payment, it stings a little bit. Now, I'm not telling you to buy a car that's $250 more than what you wanted to spend. But what I would tell you is for $20 or $30 or $35, don't buy the wrong vehicle. Don't buy a car that doesn't have the equipment that you want. And as I've said it a million times, we're not selling you a car. Our goal is to help you buy a car. Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. The guys make it real easy for our clients to help them buy cars. We don't go there for any other reason than it allows us to get the transaction done for our clients the way that we want it done for the clients. Nobody makes a car dealership do anything that doesn't make sense for the dealership. Remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana, 602-679-8324. Like I said, he's not here with me this week, so no offense if you want to turn off the radio, don't want to listen to me talk for the rest of the 45 minutes. You won't hurt my feelings, but I appreciate the folks that do listen, and I really appreciate the people that allow us to help them buy a car.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 96 of the Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here this weekend by myself, but you can always reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You know, last week, my friend Shahay joined me to help out. I didn't want to do the show by myself. I couldn't get anybody this week. But the funny thing is, you know, one thing we didn't talk about was Shahay's business partner. And I believe his wife's first name is Lana. And if you go into the shop, his wife is there. And Shahay mentioned the fact that his clientele, 85% is women. Okay, a lot of the clients that Dana and I help are women. And women, sometimes it's not that they can't stand the way they're treated when they go to do something. Okay, like, and what I always look at is there are plenty of women that, actually, I don't even want to go down that road. I don't want to say the wrong thing and offend anybody. But it's just unfortunate that there are people in business that they feel that they can take advantage of someone in a transaction because they're a female. Okay. My wife doesn't want to deal with anybody because sometimes if somebody talks to her like she's a woman, you know, she's a lot better at me than just politely walking away. You know, she and I went to the Home and Garden Show, and I'll never forget this. We were at the Home and Garden Show, and we were moving, and we wanted to talk to the young lady about the Home and Garden, at the Home and Garden Show, about DirecTV. And the young lady and I've been with Cox since 1988. This was 2016. So we were asking the young lady some questions, and she kept talking about was the Home and Garden Show special. Well, what is the Home and Garden Show special? Well, it's the Home and Garden Show special. Well, what does it include? Well, it includes the Home and Garden Show special. And I realized that the way she was talking, I was not going to make heads or tails out of anything from what she was saying. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to find out what our options were in purchasing something, that if we were to switch to DirecTV, what were we going to receive? Well, the Home and Garden Show wasn't the answer we were looking for. And as I stated earlier, my wife does a better job listening to people when it gets to the point that you know you're getting nowhere. So I walked away. And then you ever talk to somebody and their expression changes and their head kind of goes to the side a little bit? Well, I happened to look back and there was my wife, and her expression on her face changed and her head went to the side. And As I turned to walk back, I heard her say to the young lady, "What did you just say to me?" So I said to my wife, "What did she say?" She said, "When I was asking her questions, she actually looked at me and said, 'Why are you bothering me? If you're not here to buy anything right now, you are wasting my time.'" Now, this is the one thing that I will tell you. The Home and Garden Show special could have been free DirecTV for the next 5 years, and I wouldn't have bought it from that girl. It's very, very, very important. When you're purchasing a vehicle, it's the salesperson is an important part of the transaction. Because where Dana and I are, we don't deal with the salesperson with the negotiating. You have to. And having a salesperson at a car dealership, you know, one thing that I enjoy is when I help somebody buy a car, for the most part, the salesperson at the dealership has been there for a while. And there's a young man that works at one of the dealerships I go to quite often, and he doesn't quite understand why I don't use his services anymore. He's been there for a while, and we were talking one day after my friend bought a truck. And when Kyle bought the truck, it had custom wheels, it was lifted, and it had what's called amp running boards. Amps are the running boards. When you open the door, the running boards drop down. When you close the door, the running boards go up. So he, and I would tell you this, if you're somebody that's buying a truck and you plan on going off-road and you're going to get your truck all muddy, you're better off with tubular step rails. Kyle bought a truck because he wanted the look, and there was a problem, and I had reached out to the young man, and I called him, and I said to him, "Hey, Kyle's truck's in the shop, could you do it?" And he actually said to me, "Well, once it's in the shop or in service, it's out of my hands." Well, that's not the kind of person that I want to deal with. I want to have somebody that at the dealership that in the event there's a problem, there's nothing, no better feeling that when you show up at the dealership, there's somebody to say, "Hey, let me take you over, introduce you to so-and-so and do this. And let me help you with this. And let me follow up and I'll give you a call when the car's ready." You know, there's a certain amount of that to me, it's priceless. Okay, so when you're at a car dealership and the young man that comes out to talk to you has worked there for a week, unfortunately, it's about a 400% chance that when you come back in 90 days for your first service, that salesperson is no longer going to be working at the dealership. To me, it's always important to have a contact, somebody to reach out to say hello to talk to. You know, I have a friend, I laugh about it. You know, my friend that owns a dealership, I get a service loaner when I go in, if I'm having my Dodge serviced. So I told him one day, I said, "Yeah, I get a service loaner, I get a Hellcat." And he looks at me, he's like, "Yeah, right." So the next time I went and got my oil changed, I drove over to his dealership with the Hellcat. And he says, "How does that work?" I said, "It's really simple. The salesman that I bought the car from, he's got a couple of them. So if he's at work, when I show up to get my car serviced, he gives me his car to use." Now, I don't think the normal salesperson is going to do that for anybody. And he only does it for me because the amount of business I bring him, we become friends. And it's kind of funny because one time I went in, he kind of surprised me. He didn't have the Hellcat there. He had a Corvette with him. So I've driven Corvettes before, and I don't really like to drive someone else's car. Okay, I just, you know, I'm not a fan of that. I don't lend people my car. I don't want to drive someone else's car. But just as important as buying a vehicle is taking care of your vehicle. You know, when I mentioned last week when Shahi was here, you know, servicing your car at the dealership, we talked about changing air filters, changing this, changing that. Now, I could remember when I was a kid, I would go to the auto parts store, and you could walk in and you could buy 5 quarts of Castrol GTX oil for the car. And it was somewhere, I remember when it was 79 cents a quart. And you could buy the oil filter for $2.79 or $1.99. Okay, today, first of all, the biggest problem is where are you getting rid of the oil after you change the oil? Okay, are you buying the proper container and taking it to a AutoZone or an O'Reilly's to drop it off? But what I look at today is I take my car in. I need 8 quarts of synthetic oil, and I need an oil filter that's close to $10. It's cheaper to spend $60 in the dealership having the oil change done there. Once again, Gary Green, 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana, 602-679-8324.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new train system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality train system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. As I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, Dana wasn't able to meet with me today. And I gave everybody a kitchen pass if they didn't want to listen to me talk, because it's kind of hard to do a radio show by yourself and not be the only one speaking. One of the things that I always look at is the MSN auto page. And certain things pop up and hit me in the face, and I look at things and I... So the big thing that's running across is... The Hyundai Santa Cruz pickup truck's design has changed. Then the next thing I look at is refreshed 2020 GMC Acadia gets a new turbo engine. Then I get to this page that Volkswagen van hoarder is selling 55 Volkswagen Westfalias for $350,000. And they're in his on his property, and the trees and the weeds are taller than the vehicles. Now, I'll never forget watching in a 23-window Volkswagen bus ran through Barrett Jackson a few years ago for about $210,000. But it's a matter of fix, you know, what's it going to cost you to restore those? By design, the 2020 Toyota Supra styling analysis. I was a little disappointed. But remember this. In 2015, when I went to Barrett-Jackson in January of 15, I wasn't really thrilled with what the Mustang looked like, the new body style. I always jokingly said it looks like they took a Mustang and put a Ford Fusion front on it. Well, that September, I had a brand new 2015 Mustang because it grew on me. You know, this new Supra, it's a slick-looking car. I don't know how it's going to be received. I know that there's certain things I've read where some dealers may not even sell them because of what's involved to service them. I believe, I'm not 100% positive, but I want to say it's a BMW drivetrain in the car. And despite the cost saving simplifications, practical reality, F86. I'm just looking at reading a quick article. It's an article on MSN about the vehicle, and it's a great looking car. But I also was looking at something that I caught, and it kind of cracked me up when I read this little story. And it says Rolls-Royce cannot keep up with the demand for the Cullinan SUV. Now, it's a twin-turbo V12 SUV behemoth. And I want to see if we get to... There's 0% chance that I would purchase this ridiculous soft rotor over any other amazing Rolls. So what they're basically saying, if you want a Rolls-Royce Cullinan, go buy a Wraith, go buy a Phantom, go buy a Ghost, and then get a different SUV. But I think that these, it just kind of cracks me up when they sell an SUV that's probably close to $400,000. Now, one thing that I used to read a lot of the car magazines, and I have about a 5-foot stack in a box at home, and I go through every once in a while and I pull them out, and you know, I wish back, you know, they talk about these things, and the original car show, it's still on TV. It was called Motor Week. And what I really enjoy about Motor Week is every once in a while, they'll have a Lamborghini or they'll have a Ferrari or they'll have this and they'll talk about it. But what they primarily talk about are the cars for the everyday person. Now, I've helped people buy Rolls Royces. I have helped a friend of mine buy a Ferrari. And what I always tell people is this. When you're buying something like that, it now becomes, the logic goes out the window. There's nothing logical about buying a Ferrari. But what kind of gets me is here I'm reading 2019 GMC Sierra Denali. Is it worth the $68,000 price tag? I looked at a Dodge Laramie Longhorn the other day. The MSRP was $70,000. This is half-ton pickup trucks. Not three-quarter ton, not diesels. These are gas motor vehicles. And, I mean, this Denali truck, I mean, it's like driving. It's a Cadillac Escalade, but it just says GMC on it. It's scary to me, and I feel bad for people that haven't looked at a car in quite a while, and they don't understand that when they walk into the dealership to look at a Toyota, and the RAV4 is $38,000. Or they walk in to look at a pickup truck, and a Ram 1500 Bighorn has a MSRP, and the Bighorn is not... It's more the middle of the road. It's got a $50,000 MSRP. Once again, you can reach me at 602-525-1370.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here, unfortunately, by myself this week. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. If you go to our website, Your Car Insiders, if you send an email, those emails, unfortunately, they have to go to only one of us. I get all the emails. If you're trying to reach Dana, it's very easy to reach Dana. Dana@yourcarinsiders.com. And if you send an email to the website, you're probably going to receive an email back from my personal email, which is a Cox.net email address. They can't set it up where you can pick or choose who you're going to send the email to if you're on our website. But what we're here to do is we're here to help you buy a car. And as I said, I'm here by myself. I've got to look for things to share with you. So I'm actually on the MSN website. And the article that I'm going to talk to you very briefly about is the 2019 Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 convertible. So they actually call it, got to get to the part where I saw it. As you'd expect, the convertible brings such much needed joy and outward visibility to the guts by Marie Kondoing the roof. Stop and reflect on what that means for a second. The Chevrolet Camaro is now a four-seat, 195-mile-an-hour drop top. The only car faster in a family convertible, that they call this, is a Continental Supersports convertible, which is a Bentley, and that top speed is 205 miles an hour, and it costs over four times as much as a $67,500 Camaro ZL1 convertible. I will venture to guess the guy that's looking at the Bentley is not comparing the Bentley to the ZL1, and the guy that's comparing the ZL1 is probably not comparing it to the Bentley because he doesn't have the four times the amount. Now, it does kind of strike me as, you know, and this is what you have to look at. When you look out and you happen to see one of these beasts, ZL1 Camaro, driving next to you, and you look and it's a young kid driving one or a young woman driving one, just remember this. They're driving a $70,000 car. If somebody pulls up to them in an entry-level E-Class Mercedes or a C-Class Mercedes, the Mercedes-Benz is actually less money than this Camaro is. You can build Camaros with $650 horsepower in a ZL1. Now, the 2020 Ford Mustang GT500 is going to have that horsepower range, if not a little bit more. And I will tell you, I drive a car with 485 horsepower. Okay? I've been in some of these cars. Now, I was in a couple of weeks ago at a Cadillac dealership. I got to drive a CTS-V. Now, not a CTS-V Sport, but the real deal CTS-V with the 650 horsepower in the car. It was scary fast. And when I was with Shahe last week and he mentioned, where are you going to go? Now, I did something stupid one day. I had a Corvette at one point. It was called the Lingenfelter. John Lingenfelter was a gentleman that customized. He did high performance modifications to Corvettes. And this car had roughly 700 horsepower in it. And I one day, unfortunately, decided I was going to see how fast that car was. And I did it once on a racetrack, and I did it once on a street. Well, the day I did it on the street, I actually brought the car home, parked it in the garage, and told my wife, don't give me the keys anymore. And she says, what do you mean? I said, you know something? I did something stupid. I don't need to be tempted like that. And what I'm telling you is I don't want to drive the car anymore. Now, I always get a kick out of the guy that's driving his car on a YouTube video, and he's going 200 and some odd miles an hour, and then mistakenly, somehow, his license plate number shows up in the YouTube video. There was a guy in Phoenix years ago that did that with a Lamborghini, and I think he actually got arrested because they had evidence that he had done what he did. You know, these cars, the capability of these vehicles today, astronomical. You know, this new Toyota Supra, it's going to have a couple of hundred, you know, over 300 horsepower. The AMG GT four-door, it's a new car that Mercedes is coming out with, and I like the AMG GT. The GT is 63 Plux, the 560 phenomenal GTR coupe. You know, they're in the $160,000 range. And to me, they actually made this car because, in my opinion, that's a car. And I hadn't seen one in a while, but Porsche did an unbelievable job. And I'm probably saying, you know, for the critics, I probably say it wrong, but what do I know? The kid from New York, I call him Porsches. Okay, some people get mad. They correct me. It's a Porsche, whatever it is. I saw the new Panamera, and I got to tell you, that car is sharp. And I think that Mercedes did something here where I don't fully believe that a CLS is a car to compare to the Panamera. But this new AMG GT thing, this four-door, they have a GT53 that starts at 115, a GT63 that's 137.4, and a GT63S that starts at 160. Four-door, four-passenger, front-engine, all-wheel drive sedan. Top speed, the slow model is 174. The top speed is 195. Now, I helped a gentleman the other day order a Mercedes. And we had to order the car. It's the new, it's the redesigned 2019 G63. They called it a Geländewagen. It's the oldest, longest running body style that had gone unchanged. And when you see one, it still looks very similar. However, what they've done inside with the dashboard and stuff, it's just incredible. Now here's another article. Top 10 luxury auto cars. And it actually reads luxury affordable. And that Alfa Romeo, I don't know enough about them. I haven't ever helped anybody buy one. But it's a darn good-looking car. And like I said, that Quattro, the SUV, it's 0 to 60 in, you know, that three-second range. It's not amazing today, but there are so many choices for people that are looking at cars. And, you know, part of what you've got to do is figure out what it is that you want to drive before you decide to go car shopping. Because the last thing that you want to do is run into the pushy salesperson, wake up in the morning, and start to wonder, what did I do? He talked me into something I didn't want. Now, when I mentioned about buying cars and not driving them, so the article here is, where'd it go? This I saw the article the other day. He has a Lamborghini, and he lives, I want to say, in Canada, and he drives it every day in the snow. And I have an appreciation for that, because what that guy has is his attitude. When I can't find the article right now, but his attitude was this: I'm going to drive and enjoy my car. Another one. Remember that time Ferrari made a speedboat? It was called a Riva Ferrari 32 speedboat. It was twin 390 horsepower Vulcano 400 engines. You know, most people that have Ferraris, it's not their only toy. It's not their only house. You know, and I always remember when you see that, you know, Floyd Mayweather, he's got an unbelievable collection of cars, but he's got a collection at every home. You know, most of these people, they don't drive from their home to their other home. They fly. A lot of them have airplanes. You know, at the end of the day, when, you know, someone has that kind of money, you know, what's 250 grand on a Lamborghini? You know, but what I appreciate is the guy that owns the car that actually drives it. Now, it's a matter of this. Now, one of the best cars in recent history, in 2005 and 2006, Ford made the Ford GT. And that's a car that if you bought the one in the Le Mans color, which is the pale blue and the orange, if you bought that color car and you didn't drive it, you now have a car that's probably worth triple what the first car was. And I'd not ever seen the new one, but I had the opportunity. I was in Peoria, Ford, and sitting in the showroom is a brand new one. The car's not for sale, but it is one darn good-looking car. But when you start thinking about supercars, and all of a sudden the latest technology is this hybrid stuff. You know, electric cars are, you know, they're rocket ships. You know, you don't want to be in a 700 horsepower car and want to drag race the guy in a Tesla P100D. Okay, you're going to get left in the dust. I think it's a wonderful product, Tesla. I've helped somebody buy one. I had a client I helped buy a used one. I didn't drive the car, and I didn't drive the car because it does nothing for me. I'm not a hybrid guy. I'm not an electric car guy. I'm not the guy to talk to about that. But I will say this. The product that he makes, it's a wonderful product. I don't particularly care for how he does business. But that's, once again, as I said, my opinion. Okay, Ferrari's hybrid V8 supercar is confirmed for a 2019 debut. It's going to have more than 711 horsepower, 530 kilowatts. It's a 488 PISTA, Pista. The debut will happen at a dedicated event, not at an auto show, and deliveries will allegedly start in early 2020. Now, it doesn't surprise me about this vehicle because Fiat Chrysler bought Ferrari. And part of why that happened was Ferrari did not have the financial wherewithal to build the technology to keep up with the technology of these other cars. And, you know, 700 horsepower, you know, in a hybrid. You know, I got the opportunity to go for a ride in a BMW i8. And I could have driven it. I didn't want to. My client drove the car. I sat in the passenger seat. And one of the things that really got me was how cool the car sounds. And I was talking to a friend of mine about it. And as Dana and I always say, you learn something new every day. And when I told my friend that, wow, it's unbelievable what that car sounds like. He says, Gary, it's through the speakers of the car. It's a computer program. And I thought he was kidding. But a lot of these cars, I believe the Mustang four-cylinder has the same kind of a setup in the car where you get the engine noise from a computer program. You know, once again, very special thanks to the Earnhardt family dealerships, you know, the Honda store, the Cadillac store. Very special thanks to Kenny Clayton and Earnhardt Cadillac. He's the new general manager out there. I've known Kenny for years. I've helped, you know, clients buy vehicles from used cars, Volkswagens. And he actually, when the Earnhardts had the Maserati store, I helped my buddy Serge get a Maserati from them. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Remember, we're not here to sell you anything. If over the years I've done anything to offend people, I'll apologize for that. You know, we don't spend time wasting our time. And unfortunately, there's been too many people over the years that use Dana and I as a service to get just the information. And if you want to do that, that's okay. I really don't have a problem. I'll share all the information I possibly can with you. And if you'd like that information, remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. Reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Like I said, you call me. I'll answer any questions that you want.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.